Oh, my friend, we are talking about living an overcoming life. Yesterday, I shared from Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, how we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And the way we do that is, first of all, not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There are so many people who are naming the name of Jesus that are not in the will of God, and they're frustrated. They're wondering why they don't experience the abundant life that Jesus promised. They're confused about why that they're sick all the time or broke all the time, or they're always emotionally distraught or upset. And it's because they may not be in the perfect will of God. I didn't say it was. I said could be. Because when you're out of God's will, you're not going to be happy. In fact, when you're not renewing your mind in the Word, you're conforming to the world. You're allowing the things of the world to press down upon your life, and you fall easily into temptation. I want to talk to you about coming into a place where you no longer are susceptible to believing Satan's lies. There is a great spirit of unbelief that's attacked at the church today, and it is causing the very elect to be deceived. In fact, one of the signs of the last days, one of the greatest signs, is that the very saints of God will be deceived. Let me share with you what that spirit of unbelief sounds like. Number one, it will tell you that you don't have to stop sinning, that you are under grace, and it doesn't matter how much you sin, you're under grace, and the blood of Jesus still cleanses you from sin, even if you abide in your sin. Well, that's not the Bible I read. I read that if you're a child of God, that you sin not. And if you do sin, you repent. You repent of that sin. And repent means you turn from that sin. Now, I will tell you, after you get saved, more than likely, you're going to mess up. I don't know of any person who has gotten saved and never failed God. And we do have an advocate, and his name is Jesus. And he will forgive us when we confess our sins. But I'm talking about the people who willfully sin. They dabble in sin. They call things not sin anymore. And they continue to live in that sin, thinking they're okay. Friends, you're not okay. And that sin will lead you astray. And those who do unrighteous things and continue to live in unrighteousness, they are away from God, and heaven will not be their home. Here's something else that that spirit of unbelief will tell you. It will tell you that you don't have to really heed the word of God. You do not have to always obey God, because you know if you fail, God will forgive you. It will tell you that to fast and pray and seek God is just legalism. No, it's Bible. It's Bible. I don't know about you, but I love Jesus so much. When I gave my life to him and I totally surrendered to him, I made a decision. If it's in the Bible, I'm going to believe it. If it's in the Bible, I'm going to declare it. If it's in the Bible, I'm going to do my best to live it. And that's what God is looking for today. I want to ask you to pray for us at He's Alive Radio. I would love to hear from you. If you're listening and you care about He's Alive Radio, it's most necessary that you respond to us. We need financial support. We must meet some needs that we've gone in the red the last few months, and it cannot continue. I know God has spoken to hearts to give large seeds and to give one-time gifts. If that's you, let us hear from you today. Write to us at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can also give online at he'salive.net. Please write to us. Let us hear from you. And I'll be back tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.